Susan, it's always nice to talk to somebody from back in our neighborhood. We come to Florida, we see all these Florida people, but you're actually got a business here that resonates out of the Chicago area.
Yes, I used to live in Chicago 22 years ago, took a 22-year stint to New Jersey, and now I'm back. So I moved my whole company here, and we've been here 7 months, and I'm loving it. And I'm loving the Midwest again, As everyone says, welcome, wherever you go. And no one once has said welcome in New Jersey. Not once, not ever.
Well, Susan, obviously, with a name like Golf Teeny, you play some golf, right?
I play some golf, and I drink some martinis.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So it sounded like a perfect mix to you right off the start.
This whole thing happened because I needed some golf clothes, and 16 years ago there wasn't anything that I liked, and so I lived in New Jersey and I trekked into New York City, had a sample maker make me a sample. I have no fashion background, no business background, and she made me a skort, and my friend liked it, so I made her one, and her friend liked it, and then 20 to 50 skorts later, some pros heard about it. So they brought him in. I was having the sample maker. I was running around. I had three little kids, like just making it happen. And someone told me about this PGA show. And I took a leap. I made some shirts to match with my favorite skorts. I got a banner and a 10 by 10 booth. And I got a $70,000 order the first day.
Wow.
So that put me on the map. Now, I didn't have any money, wherewithal, to make the $70,000 order in 6 weeks. But I figured it out, and I've been figuring it out ever since. And every day I usually need to know what I learned the following day. So I'm still learning. It's still great. I've expanded and have 15 sales reps, and we're in 500 shops. Like, it's grown into, like, I still, it's hard for me to say, like, a real business.
Yeah. So who's doing all the designing for you? Is it you? Do you have a team of people you work with?
So it's me, and the girls that work with me and do marketing and do customer service and warehouse stuff, like, we all are in it. They see what goes out the door every day. They, you know, we know what sells. So each season that we start designing, we pull from the past and look at what worked, what didn't, and then make some decisions and keep being creative. We really draw a lot from fashion, in the fashion world, and bring it into the golf so it functions.
I was going to ask you about the inspiration behind your line, and how much do you have to study, shall we say, what colors are trending? Because it looks like, you know, obviously you have some very colorful products here.
Well, thanks. We're a little different than most golf brands. Our skorts are what is so special, because that's what I couldn't find early on, and our tops are solid. So we have basic tops every year, and then we add in a fashion color. So we just stay, and I say we, myself, focused. I've always, like, had an eye for fashion, and I know it looks good on other people, so I pay attention to what's going on in the fashion world and kind of bring that in, and I feel like golf's a little behind, but so we're trying to keep it up to date. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of ladies, obviously, pink is a favorite color, and I'm just looking at some of your colors here, and you've got some lines in pink, but you've expanded above and beyond that a little bit.
Yeah, so it really was pink, hot pink, white, and black. Those are my colors. I looked at my workout clothes, and those were my colors, and that's what ladies like to wear. So that's kind of our base, and then we add in a bunch of other fun stuff to turn it into a collection and make it look good in the golf shop, as well as individually. So it's a lot of just listening to our customers is how we get new ideas, and a lot of new ideas. And my sales reps, they're the ones out in front of everyone every day. And my career before was sales, so that's what this is, like, my time of year where I'm allowed to actually sell. So I love it. I love it. Yeah.
So is it clothes just for ladies right now?
It is right now. I do have three sons that are golfers. They're like, Mom, come on, let's go. So we're expecting a great 2020, and dipping into some other things I can't say right now, but that's definitely on the radar to move into some other areas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, especially for the people in the Chicago area, where do they find you outside of Prospect Heights?
So we're online, and we're like I said, we're in country clubs and pro shops around the world, and we are in PGA Tour Superstore in Chicago. So you can find us either online or there or at a country club. So we want to make it accessible to everyone, not just a country club person. I don't belong to a country club, but I do love to golf. And I didn't get that much in last year because I did move my entire company across to the Midwest. But I'm going to catch up this year. That's my plan.
Okay. And Golftini is on social media?
It is. Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. So you can find us at Golftini Wear.